Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the end of the show. Show. End of the show. All right, I guess.
Sorry, I'm a little spaced out. I just spent the last 4.5 minutes watching how they made the original Predator costume from the movie Predator. Different than the thing where they catch a predator. That's a... Chris Hansen, and not the Chris Hansen with the basketball. Anyway, the Predator was played eventually by this, like, 7-foot-tall, bassy-voiced man who, like, played this evil hunting character that went and captured young Arnold Schwarzenegger and tried to hunt him down in the jungle forests of South America or something like that. That movie holds up. Great film. It's a little different because, like, no cell phones or whatever, but still, it's scary and crazy. Something I did not know was that originally they had Jean-Claude Van Damme scheduled to play the Predator. Been a wildly different movie. Also, that's probably a dated reference. Do you know who Jean-Claude Van Damme is? He was like an 80s and 90s martial arts action star. I think he was a bit difficult to work with. That's the nice way I'm going to say it. I don't know. Listen, my brain is melted, I think, evidently from yesterday. I saw something crazy. I got to give a huge set of props to the team, the PR team at the Museum of Flight. They were so accommodating. This is a Seafair weekend, so there's the hydroplane racing, but most importantly to me is the Blue Angels flying around doing cool stuff. There's one big change that we're going to experience this year. I can't remember a year where we didn't have to change our lives for the Blue Angels.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Ah, the Flying Blue Angels practice gets underway today. Their first session of the year is at 11 a.m. But for the first time that I can remember, they won't be shutting down I-90 during the air shows and practice. Well, I guess they moved the flight box. They say, I don't even know if I believe that. It also means you gotta be cool when driving over I-90 during their flights, because I can't keep my cool. It might be best to just avoid it, because I'm like, oh, airplane. And if you're operating a car at 60 miles an hour, that could be super duper dangerous. Oh my, one of the most Washington things I've seen on the news, besides Mount Rainier or the Space Needle, of course, it's brush-eating goats along the side of the highway. Like, sometimes we can see them out the old window of our old building. I just realized that we can't see that anymore. Well, there's a community in Issaquah that had a group of these beasts that escaped. I have a Twitter friend who lives out there, and she was posting pictures of all these goats. I was like, what is going on? But I was too lazy to actually read. Well, it's all over the news now. A pack of goats on the loose. Took the shepherd and his dog all evening, but they were able to get them back, and everyone is safe. Whew. And the Seattle Mariners have sold everybody. I hear that they have an orange Gatorade cooler starting tonight in Texas.
You just got news.
Okay, so I started to say about the Blue Angels that I got a chance to do something really crazy and now my brain is broken. Yesterday, I hit up the Museum of Flight PR team, and for the entirety of Seafair, or of this week rather, the Blue Angels have been parked in the parking lot, usually reserved for cars, at the Museum of Flight. It's crazy. Like, you can walk out the door and boom, 7 crazy jet fighters are all just right there parked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You understand how to count. I get it. But there they are, right in your face. In your face! And so I'm like, wow, this is great. Thanks so much for having me down here. That's super cool. Then they're like, oh, no, come on, let's go. And like, you can get, I'd say, try not to be hyperbolic here. I'm trying to measure. It's like the length of a parking space plus a sidewalk. What is that, about 9, probably about 12 to 15 feet. You can get that far away from the Blue Angels, 7 of them. So there's like awesome opportunities for photographs and for just seeing like badass machinery right in front of you, right? Well, they're like, hold on, we've got a pass. Come on. They take me beyond that fence. Now, listen, there's no way for me to not be bragging a little bit about this because it was so impressive, but I literally got to walk up, like with my camera. That's the idea here, is I'm going to take pictures and blog about it and get the word out, right? I'm like with my kid. I took the same picture like 50 times because I was just so overwhelmed by the fact that right there was the Blue Angel. Boink! Just reached right out and touch it. They were specifically like, don't touch it. But there was. Boink! That far away. I know that it's just a flying piece of blue painted metal, but it breaks the brain when you see it like that in that capacity. I'm already super impressed that they have the number two jet that was retired. It is mounted out front of Museum of Flight. That looks badass. But to see seven of them right there and get up close was crazy. So I got photos of the whole thing. Please go check it out on my blog at 1077theend.com. I'm so glad that we have an infestation of Blue Angels because it could be so much worse.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
There's an infestation of grasshoppers swarming around Las Vegas that's so big it shows up on weather radar.
Cool.
Yeah. And while residents are waiting out the creepily biblical situation, some people see an obstacle and make it into an opportunity. One pizzeria is offering a pie topped with chorizo, goat cheese, caramelized onions, go on, arugula, and yes, lime and garlic roasted grasshoppers. Yeah, hard pass. Good news to non-meat eaters who want a killer burger. Impossible Burger went and got themselves FDA approval to sell their awesome fake meat in stores. Oh, did they finally figure out lobbying? Where do I send this giant bag of money? Do I just write FDA and drop it into the mailbox? And finally, a company called Trueface created an artificial intelligence that can recognize when someone is wielding a weapon, like a handgun. Which could be pretty useful to prepare against intruders or someone trying to rob a bank or a corner store or something. Let's just not arm the AI with its own gun or laser.
Oh my god, it's coming right for us.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, my blog at 1077theend.com or on social media at 1077theend. You can find out all the details about the Blue Angels flying this week, and I can't wait. And if you got complaints about them, save it for somebody else because I'm just not, I'm really just not interested in hearing it. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm going to say it to you anyway. And then I'm going to be like, ugh, mute.
It's the end of the show, show, end of the show, show, end of the show, show,
end of the show, show, end of the show, show, show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.